This is Tina Claypole, your host today on the Divine Healing and Deliverance Prayer Ministry Program. Let's talk today about winning versus losing, your decision versus your reward. Life is all about choices. Everybody loves to be a winner, whether it be in sports, business, or perhaps the classroom. I read that accomplishments of the human race are measured by who's the fastest, who's the famous one, who has the most wealth, or who is first. In our culture, we celebrate winners with publicity and praise, while losers are ignored or forgotten. Jesus was judged a loser by many of the people around him. When you consider only the factors in his life they chose to look at, it is easy to see why. Born in poverty in a barn, grew up in a foster home, never had a glamorous job, never held public office, hung out with losers and outcasts, judged by some to be a lunatic, arrested, tried, and convicted. Put to death in disgrace at age 33. When you look at the whole story in the big picture, the truth is clear. Christ was the ultimate winner. He did it in convincing fashion. Through his life, death, and resurrection, he defeated for the entire world. That means you and me, death and sin. Before Christ, no one was assured that he or she could win everlasting life. After him, we are all guaranteed that opportunity. All that he asks is that we follow him. Every time you choose to follow Jesus, you are on the winning team. The Bible tells us, "I have completed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." 2 Timothy 4-7. Be tough, be strong, and don't give up, even when you stumble in your race to please God. It's not giving in. It's having the confidence to allow love to change those who try to defeat you. And he shall be called Abba, Father, Advocate, Almighty One, Alpha and Omega, Author of Life, Beginning and End, Bread of Life, Chief Cornerstone, Christ, Creator, Deliverer, Eternal Life, Faithful and True Witness, Good Shepherd, Head of the Church, Heir of All Things, Holy One, Image of God, Emmanuel, Judge of the Living and the Dead, King of Kings, Lamb of God, Light of the World, Living One, Lord of Lords, Morning Star, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, power of God, precious cornerstone, prophet, resurrection and life, rock, salvation of God, the great I am, the way, the truth, the light, true bread, Yahweh, only to name a few. Does this sound like a loser to you? Not in the least. Don't forget, crossing the finish line first isn't the reward in the race. If you help others to win, you win in the process. The next time you have a difference of opinion with a parent or a friend, decide that you do not have to have the last word, even if you're right. The next time you hear someone is gossiping about you, decide to say a kind word about him or her in return. The next time you are hurt in word or deed, respond with forgiveness. You will be surprised at how the race will change. What once looked like a cross becomes a win because you have done what Christ would do in the same situation. A few quips for the day. It's not winning or losing that matters, it's how we play the game. Being humble in victory is a way of showing respect for our competitor and appreciation for how God has blessed you. Make it a habit of being a good loser. When you lose a game or fail a test, don't blame someone else or look for excuses for why you did not win. How you handle failure says more about your character than how you win. God uses our failures to reveal Himself to us. It is amazing how many people in our society think that everyone can win at the game of life. That's because the culture tries to convince us that we can each make up our own rules as we go, or that we can move to the finish line when we want. As a Christian, you know that is not true. By His example and His saving message of salvation, Jesus set expectations for all of us, and He extends unending love and support to help us live up to them. The best part for us is He gives us opportunities as His disciples to be an example to others of how to win the only race that counts. Always defend others when you see them taking heat for doing or saying what is right. Include the Christian perspective in conversations or discussions you have with others. Seek the truth of the gospel as the only real measure of success in your life. Convince your friends to join in responding to people who are in need. Invite others who are excluded to be a part of your life in some way. Pray every day for the strength and humility to do God's will. Love unconditionally by serving others' needs before your own. Encourage others to get involved in activities that reflect Christ-like values. I challenge you today to follow the footsteps of Jesus. Encourage another who feels as though they are in the desert. Be a support or lend an ear to one who is in trouble. Make a difference in life in general by changing that which has held you from your blessing. Email us at divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. Please know that we pray for you always, asking for you to be healed in mind, body, and spirit. That the Lord will send His Holy Spirit to envelop you, bringing His fire and His power upon you like that day of Pentecost. I pray that He will burst forth a new beginning in your life so that you will encounter His agape love for you that no other person can give to you. I pray that you will become a beacon of His light and shine bright in another's life. Please pray for Chloe, who is a young girl with heart problems and needs surgery. Lulu is asking for prayer. Michael is requesting prayer as he prepares for his finals in college. Austin for depression, back problems, and financial difficulties. We also ask for continued prayer for Peter for employment opportunities. And for all of those in the world that have no one to pray for them. This is Tina Claypole bidding you a good day.